All right, Mike, joining us now, we have 2016 LPGA Tour player, Rachel Rohanna. Welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, how are you?
Man, we're doing awesome, but not as awesome as you. Number 10 on the Symetra Tour means that you get to play on the LPGA in 2016. How cool is that?
Oh my gosh, it is awesome. It's a dream come true, and just to finish number 10, the last spot to make it, just makes it even better.
and Rachel, you made it by about $200. So as you actually, you made it by $200 over the Charlotte winner here, Marita, who won here in Charlotte. You're talking about cutting it close. Do you look back on any cuts you barely made or tournaments you didn't even really want to go to and think, whew, good thing I did that?
Oh my gosh, yes. Looking back, actually that hour before I actually found out that I had made it, I had no idea because Haruka had finished, you know, just a little bit ahead of me in the final event, and I kept going back. I went back to the Charlotte event. I'm like, oh my gosh, one shot, I could have been in that playoff with her, and I could have beat her, and I could have, you know, secured my spot. Looking back to every single tournament this year, one tournament, I just made the cut and came in almost dead last place, and of course, I was, you know, not too thrilled with that finish, but now looking back, it made the difference. So it's definitely exciting, and just very, very thankful.
All right, so I'm sitting here, and I'm a stats guy, and I'm looking at your stats from the Symetra Tour. We're a long hitter of the golf ball, but our accuracy is a little lacking. you were number two on tour in driving. You were 130 in accuracy. Greens and regulation, really good number, good putting numbers. Tell me what is going to have to improve for you in 2016 to help you retain an LPGA Tour card. Just kind of give me a feel what you're working on and what's the maybe one thing that if it improves, we're going to see you at the top of the leaderboards a lot in 2016, which is what we're hoping for.
Well, obviously the putts per green regulation, that number can always go down for me. I always, from 2014 to 2015, I improved 0.05 strokes. And that made, I think, the complete difference. Every other stat seemed to be very similar. So it was like literally making, you know, maybe an extra putt per round or every three rounds or so. So if I can just keep improving on that, I think that'd be great. And in order to do that, though, I'm trying to hit the ball a lot closer, too. You know, 30-footers are a lot more difficult to make than 15 or 10-footers. So I think going into next year, looking at, you know, hitting the ball closer would definitely be one of my top things to look at. Accuracy off the tee, I think that's an overrated stat. You know, clearly I hit a lot of greens, so, you know, just missing the fairway by 1 or 2 yards doesn't, you know, that's not bad position usually. And as long as I'm constantly missing it left or constantly missing it right, it's fine with me. If I'm missing it right and left, then that's when there's more problems.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that the PGA Tour came up with a stat that basically said, you know, it wasn't necessarily driving accuracy. It was greens and regulation from your tee shot. So, I mean, it was a kind of a stat that said if you didn't hit it, you know, if you hit a tee shot that didn't go in the fairway, what was the odds that you got that on the green? And if it was up around, you know, like 75%, that meant that people weren't necessarily missing the fairway that bad. So if that's what you're saying, then just keep bombing it, you know?
Yeah, Rachel likes that stat. Yeah. She likes that stat. And it's interesting because sometimes in the transition, as I look at this top 10 list and I look at it every year at the players that I'm not going to see again. And I look at it and I say, okay, where can the game improve? For a lot of the players, it's distance, and you have that. Do you feel that gives you an advantage? Because that's a hard thing to gain in the offseason to get ready to play with longer players. But you're right in the mix.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think that's something almost not necessarily that you're born with. But at this point in the game, it's very difficult to get, you know, extra yardage. If you have your swing down, you know, from when you were 10, 12 years old, yardage is something very difficult to gain. And for me, I don't even look so much at my yardage off the tee, which is, you know, I am one of the longer ball hitters off the tee. But my 7-iron, for example, goes 165 versus I think probably the average on tours, I'm guessing between 150 and 155. So I think that's definitely a huge advantage to hit a long tee shot and then have usually pitching wedge or 9-iron in, where a lot of girls are hitting maybe driver 7 or 6-iron.
Yeah. Now, where does that come from? I mean, you're 5 foot two, and my lunch weighs more than you. So how do you manage to hit the ball so long and so straight?
Well, I put 5 foot two down because I know I'm a longer ball hitter, but ideally I'm like 5'2.5".
So oh, well, then never mind. Then I don't have a question.
I was a softball pitcher, and I always go back to that. I think that had a lot to do with it. I loved pitching. I wasn't our starting pitcher, but I was pretty decent. And also my grandfather, he's been my swing coach my whole life. And from day one, he's always told me, just swing as hard as you can and we'll work on accuracy later. So, I mean, I'm clearly still working on the accuracy part, but like we said, the distance definitely helps.
And I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. If anybody's listening out there and you've got kids, teach them to just swing at it hard, worry about straightening
exactly.
it out later. Definitely.
Exactly. And keep them in other sports, too. That's one thing these days, you know, with every sport out there, kids, they want to focus on just baseball or softball or golf or tennis. And, getting multiple sports in there just really gives you the competitive edge over, you know, people who are just kind of dropping out at age 8 or 10 to play one sport.
Well, yeah, and you also reduce the likelihood of repetitive motion injuries, which I think is
when
you're so sport-specific. And I wondered, would you consider yourself as a softball pitcher and a golfer? I mean, are you a twitchy athlete more than you would say, a short muscle fiber athlete as opposed to someone who wants to go out and run a half marathon?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. My goodness. If you ask me to run more than a mile, I'm about dead. So, yeah, I'm definitely more. I can go out there and do sprints all day, but not one to do to go out and run a half marathon. I get nervous if people ask me to do a 5K, which I've actually never done, because I always give some kind of excuse.
So if we see you out there logging miles on the street, call the police because you're being chased.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So I want to keep on this distance questionnaire thing that we've got going on here. In softball, as a pitcher, where do you draw your power from? I gotta think you can draw some of that power from the ground because you're kicking up from off the ground. Golf's the same way, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's all that explosion with your legs. And whenever I give lessons, or if people, ask me, oh, how do you hit it far? What muscles do you use? And, obviously your core is very important, but, you got to think about your legs too. They're the biggest part of muscles of your body. And so I think, using your legs and your core and getting your hips in there, that's, I think, pretty vital for hitting it far. And like you said, that explosion off the ground. If you take a picture of my swing, when I'm hitting the ball, I'm pretty much 2 feet planted firmly in midair.
Well, I was going to ask if you finish on your toes because of the power that you're putting into it.
Balance is very important, but sometimes I tend to lose balance, so I don't know where I finish. I got 1 foot, I'm usually facing down the middle of the fairway when I'm done hitting.
Again, we're speaking with 2016 LPGA Tour player Rachel Rohana. And all right, so it's getting real. We're off the Symetra Tour. We're on to the LPGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be different for you? We're talking caddies. We're talking travel. We're talking planning. All that stuff has to become different. It just got real, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And a couple of us were lucky enough to go down to the CMEs championship and, check that out and kind of get an idea of what next year is going to be like. And it's definitely more business-like than the Symetra Tour. You got girls with their agents and their parents and their managers and I don't even know what else. So I'm extremely lucky because my mother is a travel agent. So that right there helps a ton with traveling all around the country, all around the world. She's, going to be my go-to person for sure. Golf-wise, everything's going to stay the same. Like I said, my grandfather's always been my swing coach, and, he's going to stick around. He's going to be there for me. Caddies, though, that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
my dad and my sister did most of the work last year, and my sister plays at Youngstown State University. She's a senior this year, so I've kind of convinced her into caddying for me as soon as she graduates in May. So up until May, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but, you know, right after my sister graduates, I've recruited her to tote the bag around. So we'll see, though, up until then how it goes and who's going to be on the bag. It could be a surprise every week.
Well, I mean, what are you looking for? I mean, obviously, it'll be great to have your sister graduate and get on the bag, but you could get into a nice relationship with good chemistry early on and want to stick with it. What do you look for in a caddy? You want someone to keep up and shut up, or are you looking for somebody to have a social interaction with or a lot of information? What do you prefer in a caddy?
Well, for me, I kind of like, the keep up and shut up.
Amen.
Yes. You know, I like somebody who is decisive. I'm pretty decisive as a player, and, you know, I like to make my decisions and pick my clubs and get the yardage and everything. But when I do kind of have doubts or, you know, I'm between maybe two clubs or, you know, judging a certain distance, I really like my caddy to have an idea already in their head. And if I turn to them and ask them, then they know right away what to say to me. And, you know, that's very difficult to find. Like you said, I mean, you got to find a good relationship with somebody. And it's almost kind of like dating somebody if you think about it. You know, that you got to feel comfortable with them. You got to feel safe with them. And, you know, you have to trust them. And that's hard to find. And, you know, a lot of times some players like the caddies that they have. And then sometimes though, the caddies don't like the players they're working with. So, you know, you just got to be careful whichever way you go and have backups ready, I guess.
Well, now, be honest, just like dating, isn't the right answer to what do you think I should do here is yes, dear? Isn't that? Yes, don't you really just want it. Your caddy to agree with you?
Yes.
All right, Rachel, before we let you go, you know, the LPGA Tour season's out, and there's 33 official events. What do you think's a good number for you next year to get into in terms of events? How many do you think would be kind of the right amount?
You've done your homework more than I have. I'm not 100% sure which ones I'll be going to. A lot of them are actually based on last rankings, but I'm hoping to get into at least 20 or 23 events and planning on playing in as many as possible. But, you know, for me, I know that about 4 weeks straight is about my max that I can go. So we'll take a look at the schedule here, hopefully very soon, but probably between 23 and 28 events is my guess that I would like to play in.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to look for your name on about 25 leaderboards next year, so we're in good shape. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you hopping on with us tonight. Good luck, and we look forward to good things from you.
Thanks, and hey, good luck to your Panthers. You guys are doing pretty good down there this year.
as you're talking to two New England Patriot fans,
but that's okay.
We are also Panthers fans. Oh man, I'm a Steelers fan, that really hurts.
Well, we all have our cross to bear. Yeah,
there you go. All right. Thanks a lot, Rachel.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Bye.
See ya.